Sometimes you're just in the mood for something different, and that's when you're glad that organizations like Maui's Ebb and Flow Arts persist. Pianist, composer Robert Pollux, the director of Maui-based Ebb and Flow Arts, a recipient of Guggenheim and NEA fellowships, as well as other grants and awards, Pollux explores the avant-garde in music and multimedia. Music of the Spheres is the title of this Friday's performance.
Yeah, it's a very, very immersive. It's also a fusion of art and science in the planetarium. It's a kind of fusion on many levels.
An early adopter of electronic music, Pollock knew audiences at concerts would want more than two speakers on a stage. So he got to thinking.
Let's place this music in an exciting visual environment. So we teamed up with Planetaria way back when.
A recent performance at the Imiloa Center in Hilo was filled to capacity.
I couldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would have these sorts of shows. Anything that can be done on a computer screen now digitally can be projected.
Pythagoras was the first to note musical intervals are whole number ratios. He and others have linked the workings of the universe through musical principles. Pollock points out Nikola Tesla compared sunlight to electrical waves, and Pollock suggests the electronic music we will hear is light space made audible. With help from excellent terrestrial musicians, for example, HSO concertmaster Iggy Jang.
You know, the allure of the planetarium fuses art and science in a way that's quite powerful and entertaining, really.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.